This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, let's start diving into The Gambler, Jerry Jones and His Cowboys. The Netflix documentary dropped yesterday. We had the director on yesterday's show. People were raving about that interview. He was absolutely fantastic. This is Sean Sharif, Bobby Belt with you, Cowboys Insider, with Choppy out on vacation, 105.3 The Fan. We decided as a show to watch the first two episodes and kind of take it two, and then try to squeeze it in, you know, before the actual football starts. I ended up probably like 5.5 episodes in.
I kind of wondered based on your tweeting and the way you were texting. I was kind of wondering, and when I saw your email and some of the notes you put in there, I was like, I think he watched more than two, or he at least saw clips on social. I had no idea it was 5.5, though.
Well, you got to make up for Chop. You know, you got to take over for him.
So we can't just fit it in before the season. We got to fit it in before RJ's back from vacation and doesn't watch it and has to just fake react.
Yeah, remember, RJ schedules vacation around must-cover Netflix documentaries and shows because for some reason he doesn't have that, but is, you know, 15 shots of tequila in with a brand that isn't Rail at the airport. And he's like, I don't understand why this Patron is more expensive here at the airport. I don't get it. So this thing is getting rave reviews. Rave reviews. Awful announcing, saying it's already better than The Last Dance. Mike Florio and others saying, I'm a half an episode in, or I'm one episode in, and I'm already mesmerized. Cowboy haters are saying, all right, I got to admit, this thing is badass. Before we get to it, let us know how many you're in on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. And I guess you can answer this from Brandon Laurie, who does a great job of just collecting Cowboys content, and he'll send over clips and interviews. He does a lot of the dirty work behind the scenes that I think is extremely valuable. He put out a poll question yesterday asking if you're actually going to watch it, that I'll watch no matter what, which is in the minority. And this is the reason I wanted to bring this up on the show, because I was surprised. The other option is I will not be watching it because they haven't been able to reach the same success since. And he's got 400 votes on here, but still 53-46 and change said, no, I will not be watching it. I don't want to contribute. I don't want to become even more bitter over the state of things today. So I just thought of 400 people, more than half, saying, no, I'm not going to check it out.
Yeah, I think there's... It doesn't surprise me that's more than half. I think...
You don't believe it?
No. I think that that's the same bluster of, I'm not following them this year. Yes, you are. And the other thing that I think is important for anybody who's hesitant to watch this, yes, there's a glorifying aspect to Jerry to it, but this feels more to me like it's just, so far through two episodes that I've seen, it's a glorification of what that was, like what the 90s Cowboys were and how they were. There are long stretches of this. What was episode one, like halfway through episode one until like most episode two, I didn't see Jerry for like a long stretch where they didn't cut to a Jerry quote. I was like, it's been like 40 minutes since they've shown Jerry on here talking.
Yeah, Jerry gets his nuts kicked in a lot of times. The director, I think, went on Dan Patrick after us and said that Dan asked, who set the parameters? What were the rules? And as we try to tell everyone who interviews us about the Cowboys, there are no parameters. There are no rules. There are no instructions. And Jerry, when watching it back, broke down and was in pain during a number of different scenes over reliving some of that stuff. So it's not a total glorification, in my opinion. But it starts with, obviously, the downfall of Tom Landry and, you know, Jerry immediately coming in and giving the double middle finger to all of Texas over a walking god being pushed out. And Michael Irvin is talking about Tom Landry forgetting names. Irvin was in a pregame, and he's used to Jimmy Johnson at Miami, rah-rah speech. And he said that Tom Landry told them before the Steelers opener, let's just try and keep it close. And Mike looked around like, huh? What?
And this is somebody who grew up idolizing Landry and whose dad idolized Landry. And so, like, this was a god to him. And he talks about walking in there just being like, you're kidding me. This is what I'm getting? And it made him sick. And we've heard before Michael talk about that first year in Dallas made him just sick to his stomach of, I got the list. He references the list again here. But he's told the story 1,000 times. It's just, I got the list, and here's the list to Jimmy when he gets here. These guys all got to go.
This is Michael Jordan rookie season, Chicago last dance. Everyone's doing blow and smoking weed and drinking and smoking cigarettes in their hotel room, and Michael's off to the side drinking orange juice. And he's looking around saying, these guys are a bunch of losers. I can't say anything right now because I'm this young whippersnapper, but I've told Michael Irvin this in the past. He's got an exact MJ mentality. He just does in terms of being a killer and a winner. And Michael was looking around saying, you got to go. No matter how cutthroat Jimmy Johnson was, Michael Irvin agreed with it because all Michael wanted to do was win, like MJ, 23. So that was Michael Irvin just observing Tom Landry and saying, oh. And, you know, the dirty little secret is that the Cowboys for 2 or 3 straight years had been losing.
Mm-hmm. They were bad. They had been bad for a couple of years. And they weren't hitting on draft picks anymore. They were just they were not talented other than Herschel Walker, pretty much. That's what they had. Was they had a guy who a lot of people thought was one of the best players in football at the time, but that was it.
So the optics are bad that Jerry flies to Austin to track down Tom, I think while he's playing golf, to go out there and fire him. And then the optics got even worse because he had Jimmy Johnson, right, sitting there on deck. And he goes, let's go out and celebrate. And Jimmy's like, you know, I'm kind of, I got a decent profile. Like, I'm a national championship winning coach at the University of Miami. Someone's going to see us. And Jerry's like, nah, don't worry. No one's going to see us. And then this happened.
Jerry says, let's go celebrate. He said, I know you like Mexican food. Jerry, I said, you know, I've been on national television a lot. I said, I can't go out in public. He said, no. It's a little out of the way place. Nobody's going to pay any attention to us. Well, we got spotted immediately. And someone took our photo. The next morning, it was front page news.
That single photo showed me how volatile the bomb was called the Dallas Cowboys.
Sherry Gamble figured she'd answered the Cowboys' main switchboard 1,200 times by noon. Mostly, it's the same message.
Coach Landry doesn't know anything. Coach Landry's here. He still has his job. We still have our jobs.
To add insult to injury, turns out that Mexican restaurant was Tom Landry's favorite place. That same day, we flew to Austin to find Coach Landry. My words were generally, Coach, I'm here. I respect how much you've done for Dallas. But, you know, I need to go in a different direction.
And how did he take that news?
There's no question that he
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's emotional, but there was no doubt in my mind I had to be the one to do it.
Dude, some of the fallout that they portrayed, which everybody knows the Landry fallout was bad, and there are people to this day who do not forgive him for it.
Yeah.
But he's on World News Tonight, a news show, getting live grilled by Sam Donaldson about it. I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah.
That to me is like, all right.
Well, this is America's coach.
Yeah, 100%. And like, they're like having
this. Is Nolan Ryan.
They showed grown men crying during Landry's like goodbye speech.
There was 100,000. I didn't know they had a parade. I didn't know they had a Tom Landry parade to say goodbye. There was 100,000 people there. They called it the Saturday Night Massacre.
And he is so. Jerry is still so.
Every optic looks so terrible. Arkansas coming in. Business guy coming in, fumbling and bumbling at the opening press conference. Like, oh my, I'm gonna be an expert of the cleats. I'm gonna be an expert of the
Jocks
socks.
Jocks and socks.
Jocks and socks. Yeah, that's a good line. After he was bumbling through, I'm gonna know the cleat situation. That's what it was. And then you get rid of Tom, God here, and then you go to his restaurant. What are the odds of that? Like, that's Tom Landry. It looked and came across as cruel.
And then he's still Jerry. I had never seen that clip of him at the press conference where they're talking to him, and he goes, we met earlier, we ate Mexican, and then he winks at the reporters, and I'm like, holy cow, that's ballsy right now.
Salt in it, yeah.
Holy cow. But he's still salty to this day. The only thing I've seen so far that I was like, that's something I didn't know about Jerry. I haven't heard Jerry say that before. He is still clearly salty over his Arkansas background being dragged.
Yeah, he goes, I didn't know growing up the first 30 years of my life that being from Arkansas was a bad thing, that I'm a bumpkin.
Yeah, all this BS. And he used the full term, all this BS that's out there. He clearly still, like, that he dislikes that was brought up when he first got
Think
here.
About this happening today. A new coach is introduced, the announcement, he's not at the presser. That's how bad it was. Jerry got 2 death threats, and he sent Jimmy back home on a plane. He announced Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson was not at the press conference. And he also says at the opening press conference, I want his job over there too. And that's Tech Schramm. I mean, Rich Dalrymple was early PR coming over from Miami with Jimmy. This showed early on no one was going to control Jerry Jones, or Dalrymple was horrible at his job.
Not there yet. He hadn't gotten there yet.
So
that was part of the process of blowing everybody out. He fired the PR director the first day. So that was before he had gotten there.
He fired the PR director. He fired the damn trumpet player who played the anthem. And he fired the public address announcer as well.
It's
gone.
We all know the reputation of what happened there in terms of just how much people were so angry about it. But man, the intensity with it. It was in that clip right there. People were answering calls at Valley Ranch from fans going like, Coach Landry doesn't know anything yet. He hasn't been fired. We all still have our job. I didn't include it in there, but there's a clip of Hanson, Dale Hanson on WFAA the night of that going, we can report to you that Jimmy Johnson is still here. He's under an alias. But it's like, what the hell are these reports? What were you guys doing? Like, this is the most intense hatred. The fact that he ever rallied from that, Jerry, is a miracle. The fact that he didn't just get run out, especially losing as much money as they were early on.
877-881-1053. Let us know what you took. How many episodes are you in? And what have you taken from it so far on the Frankel & Frankel injury attorney text line? AI has gotten so scary that it now knows Bobby Belt inside and out. This is frightening. We'll take you through it next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.